This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Special guest with us from Gun Owners of America, our Second Amendment advocate, Luis Valdez. Luis, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you doing on this fabulous day?
I got to tell you, every day is definitely a blessing, although you wonder about our rights and freedoms. And you've got, people like Shifty Schiff, the senator now, talking about assault weapons ban. I mean, what this guy, the 90s called and they said, hey, here's a headline for you.
Yeah, it's an absolute joke. And on top of that, it's not just a joke, it's a travesty. And it is an assault on our inalienable God-given rights because, as the Supreme Court has stated now multiple times, we have an inalienable right to keep and bear arms. And on top of that, it's been proven time again that gun control doesn't solve crime because, newsflash, criminals break the law.
What? Yeah. It's another one of those common sense issues that I guess the lefties and some squishy Republicans can't quite wrap their head around. Speaking of squishy Republicans, what's the latest out of Tallahassee?
Well, the latest out of Tallahassee is, as you know, campus carry was blocked in committee. The under 21 purchase ban repeal was blocked in the Senate. And the bill that gives a cop carve out to waiting periods, that passed, that headed to the governor's desk. So not a lot of good news. There is one glimmer of hope in all of this. The bill to repeal the ban of the sale of firearms and ammunition during declared states of emergency, that at least did pass the House and the Senate. That is also on the way to the governor's desk, and that was after a long, hard fight in the legislature this session.
Really? That had to be a fight? I was going to say, I don't know how much you, I know you do a lot of your homework, but I just wondered on the top of my head, like, well, who put that in there to begin with, that during a state of emergency, we shouldn't allow the sale of firearms or ammunition? It's like, what were they thinking when they put that into effect?
That law has been on the books for decades. It's a holdover from the Jim Crow segregationist Democratic days of Florida. You know, back when people were protesting for their civil rights to be treated as fair and equal citizens. Apparently, some people way back in the day didn't like the idea of those people also having the ability to arm and defend themselves.
Again,
so it was a basic racist bill from the start.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In many ways. All right. So, okay, we got that done. That's been repealed. But that whole Jay Collins bill, and we like Jay Collins, but the idea that a cop should have, you know, like a shortcut, I don't have a problem with that per se, but I think you'd mentioned it earlier. Well, you know, everybody deserves the right to be able to protect themselves. What about a woman that's got a restraining order out against somebody, especially if whether they have a violent background or not, but especially if they do, they can't shorten the period for her so she can actually literally protect herself when her life really is on the line?
Exactly. Look, we are, so you know, organizationally, GOA, we like Jay Collins. Jay Collins introduced the Senate version back in 2023 for permitless carry. That was a step in the right direction. We supported that bill. He even introduced the Senate version this year to repeal the under 21 purchase ban. Again, we supported that bill. But what a lot of people forget is that we don't carry water for politicians and political parties. We are simply a civil rights advocacy organization, and we'll back good bills and we're against bad bills. And this bill was a bad bill because you hit the nail straight on the head. What about the everyday average law-abiding Floridian? And you bring up a great point with women who are victims of domestic violence. There was a case in New Jersey where a woman was a certified victim of domestic violence. She had a restraining order. She tried to get a permit to carry up there. The state of New Jersey slow rolled it, and the end result, she was killed in her own driveway.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that law enforcement officers are given a carve-out when everyone else still has to jump through the hoops to get a firearm is inexcusable on the simple sense of egalitarianism under the color of the law. We are all the same. It doesn't matter what profession you are. And look, I say this as a former law enforcement officer. I'm not against cops carrying. I'm not against cops privately purchasing firearms. I think everyone should. But it's not fair that just because I have a piece of tin in my wallet that I get to skip to the head of the line while you and your staff have to go through this arduous process and have their rights violated. It's not fair.
Well,
and we're against it philosophically, just on that principle alone.
Well, yeah, and if you look at it realistically or anecdotally, all cops already have a gun. It's issued to them. When they become a police officer, they have their issued weapon. So they have a firearm versus a woman with a restraining order out for, against somebody who wants to commit violence against them. They don't, in many cases, have one. So that's a difference, too.
Exactly.
Like, the cops can wait. They're like, oh, I don't care, I'll pick it up on Tuesday or whatever, because they've got their service weapon. And like with you, nothing against cops getting, some special treatment. But if you're going to do carve-outs, do it maybe for the people who absolutely would be the most desperate and need it the most.
Well, on top of that, it also just shows you that, one, the law in of itself has been proven to be ineffectual, because if you're doing carve-outs, then you're saying waiting periods really don't stop crime. Because guess what? Criminals don't care. Again, criminals break the law. Criminals, they're not going to wait. They'll just steal it. They'll buy it on the black market. They'll do whatever the heck they want. But on top of that, doing carve-outs in this manner really raises a conundrum on the constitutional level, on the state level, because the state constitution flat out says there's a mandatory 3-day waiting period. This isn't a statute that could be repealed. This is the state constitution.
Mm.
So the way that they wrote this bill is them saying, well, cops are covered under Chapter 790 as if they have a concealed carry weapons permit. Because remember, if you have a CCW, you could skip the waiting period. Okay, so they're saying cops could skip the waiting period as if they had a permit, but they don't. So why can't this statute be applied to all law-abiding gun owners in Florida? Because that's how they basically wrote the permitless carry bill in 2023, that, hey, if you're 21, you're a law-abiding citizen, you qualify to get a permit, you could carry as if you had a permit. Okay, so why doesn't that apply for everyone skipping the waiting period?
Yeah. I mean, again, let's not do things in a common sense manner. It still irritates me that we're the free state of Florida, but you don't have a choice of carrying your gun concealed or unconcealed. And I'm not talking about if one has an advantage over the other. I'm just simply saying, we should have the freedom to make our own choices on this issue. If you want to call us this free state of Florida. And I understand the governor would be all for it, but he's got some squishy folks under him, like the House leader and the head of the Senate.
Yeah, the biggest issue here in Florida is that we're basically the most restrictive pro-gun state in the country. We're on the bottom level of Republican states when it comes to gun rights. There's some Democrat states that have better gun rights than we do. And it's really appalling, especially when you have lawmakers constantly campaign that they're pro-gun, and then when push comes to shove, action speaks louder than words, they don't do anything. I mean, how is it that we have a Republican supermajority and we can't even get pro-gun bills passed? You had a Republican block campus carry before the FSU situation happened. And that Republican then proclaimed, when FSU happened, I'm glad I voted against the campus carry bill. That is insane.
The only thing that could have prevented some loss of life would be maybe a student or somebody else present who was armed on campus. They could have stopped the guy.
Well, if you remember, back in 2014, FSU had a shooting in their Strozier library, and one of the victims who was shot was the licensed concealed carry permit holder who followed state law, voluntarily disarmed themselves, and for all that trouble, couldn't defend themselves, couldn't defend other people in the library, and got shot for it. It's already been proven that banning firearms on campus doesn't solve anything. The only thing that would have solved this is that people defend themselves.
Yeah,
I respect FSUPD. They were quick in their response. But when seconds count, cops are minutes away. They're first responders, not first preventers.
Absolutely. Well said as usual. Luis Valdez, Gun Owners of America. Always a pleasure to connect with you, my friend. Keep fighting a good fight for our Second Amendment rights. We appreciate you.
Definitely. And keep on being truthful on the airwaves, brother.
You got it, my friend.